This month, we've been focusing on a number of groups celebrating big milestone anniversaries. For the Bamboo Ridge Press, this marks its 40th year. We sat down recently with Gail Harada to talk about the milestone for this local group and the community support behind its success, and a new book that it launches tomorrow.
On Thursday, September 13th, we're going to have the official book launch of the 40th anniversary issue, which is issue 113, at Manoa Library from 6 to 8. It's free and open to the public. We're going to have 10 people reading. That's a lot of readers, but they're going to read quickly, and it's such a nice, diverse group that will be reading. We couldn't possibly have all 50 people reading, partly because some of the people aren't here. But this issue celebrates the 40th anniversary of Bamboo Ridge Press, which is the longest-running independent literary press in Hawaii. It was started by Eric Chalk and Daryl Lum in 1978, and it was an extraordinary vision they had to provide a place where local literature, you know, could be nurtured and for, about, and by local writers.
So that was the genesis.
It was that they felt that local literature wasn't really appreciated, and that there were important stories to be told and voices to be heard. So they wanted to provide a venue for that, and it's hasn't been easy because of funding. And just the amount of work that goes into producing a literary magazine. So it's amazing to me that it survived this long.
But there's so much talent. I mean, I went through that book, and I know our own Noe Tanigawa, wonderful artist, has actually created a number of the designs that you used for the book covers.
Yes, yes. And she created the design for this particular book cover, which is there's a really interesting story behind the design, because it looks like it's Polynesian, but it's actually based on Japanese compasses. And she said, if you look at the interview that I did with her in the book, she said that she, in a way, she was looking for direction after her mother passed, and she found these compasses, and she just started working with them. And they're amazing. She has amazing, I think it's 5 pieces, just amazing panels, different pattern. So we just chose part of one of the panels
It's very striking.
Yeah.
One of the stories in the book is about a little league team, a baseball team.
Yes. So there's one story. It's a funny story. And it's not a team that won, but it's by Jeffrey Higa, and it's called Relievers. And it follows this little league team and kind of their struggle, and a grandma is involved. And it's hard to describe exactly basically, it's a struggling team that gets turned around a little bit. But just the characters of those young boys, you kind of can picture how all these young boys are. They're different, and each one has a personality. They have little nicknames. And so when I was looking at the Little League games recently, you know, where Hawaii won, it was just fun for me to kind of think about that connection.
Well, we had some of those little leaguers in this very studio, and I can see what you mean, because they very kolohi.
Yeah.
Really cute. But it's just another slice of life, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
So what else do we have in our book?
We've got, the two editor's choices. Derek Otsuji is our poetry choice, and his poems are just full of lovely imagery that kind of capture his experiences. One is about going to grandfather's funeral, and then one is watching people fishing. And then for the prose editor's choice, we chose Lauren Padilla, who's a student who's going to, I think it's called Whitworth College in Spokane, Washington. It's a beautiful story. It's her first story published in a literary magazine.
Exciting.
So that's exciting. And it's about a girl who's a paddler, or reluctantly a paddler, I guess, and kind of her what happens when her mother, who is a very accomplished paddler, passes away. And so it's a very touching story. It kind of brings tears to my eyes when I read it. It's just a lovely story.
So you have a wealth of talent.
Oh, yes,
in this
definitely.
Little book.
Yes, definitely. And of course we have some established writers that people are already familiar with, like Daryl Lum, who was one of the founding editors, and Kathy Song, who's although her essential book was not published by Bamboo Ridge, her book Picture Bride was one of the 50 essential books that Honolulu Magazine had. She has actually a short story in this about looking for a healer for the mother in the story. And there's 50, and since I read it a while ago when I was editing, it's hard to remember everything.
But basically with this book launch, you mark the 40th anniversary.
Yes.
And then you folks also have a big fundraiser coming up.
Part of the reason for the fundraiser, of course, we need the funds. But Bamboo Ridge would like to start digitizing some of the old issues that are out of print. And so we've been slowly digitizing the current issues. So when there's a current issue that by a single author, usually it's digitized. But the older issues are basically not available. So the press would like to start digitizing its issues. Part of the money, of course, is just to keep funding the regular publication, which is because grants have been shrinking. And also, people don't subscribe as much, I guess, to publications. It would be nice if people would get a Bamboo Ridge subscription. It's really reasonable. It's $30 a year, I think. You get two issues a year. And it's below, if you bought the book at a bookstore, it would be, you're basically saving $6 a year.
Right, but I mean, it's a good cause, and then that way you know you can count on the support.
Yeah, and you get to read the issues as they come out. Bamboo Ridge has submissions. We just had a deadline for submissions for the next regular issue because we alternate between a regular issue that's like an anthology of a lot of different writers and single author issues. So the next regular issue deadline just passed. They'll probably start soliciting for the regular issue after that early next year.
So is it once a year, twice a year?
Once a year is the regular issue, and then once a year is the book issue, the single author book. So people can just go to the Bamboo Ridge website, and there are submission guidelines and information about where to send the submissions.
And then do you have like a major benefactor?
No. It would be nice to have, a single major benefactor. But we have people who donate, small amounts, which really helps, or maybe not that small, but just it's not like thousands of dollars, maybe $50 here and there. And so that's why we still go after the grants, whatever we can. And Bamboo Ridge also asks for donations, but that's the reason for the fundraiser, because the fundraiser is actually something different for the press. The press doesn't usually have tickets that are $100 a person. Usually our tickets are more like $30 or $40. But this is going to be, it's kind of a big celebration. So people will get dinner, and then they'll get a chance to bid on all these wonderful silent auction items that local artists are donating. And the local artists, and we feel so fortunate that local artists are supporting the press by donating their work. Marcus Hanalei Marzan is donating a piece that he made with cording and copper wire.
Yeah, he's a fiber artist.
He's a fiber artist. He's a terrific fiber artist. And they've also got prints by Corey Yee, who has really striking work, very colorful, but just kind of almost, I don't know, there's something a little dreamlike about some of her images, beautiful things. Esther Noel, who know ceramics know of her. She does these wonderful ceramics. She's 90-something years old, but she's still doing ceramics.
So artists supporting writers.
Yeah,
definitely. And that's at the Japanese Cultural Center.
Yeah.
That gala fundraiser event is entitled Not Pow Yet. It'll be held next month, October 20th, from 5 to 9 p.m. We were talking with Gail Harada with Bamboo Ridge Press as the group marks its 40th year in the islands.